Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's what your conference... Your chance to win 9 o'clock hour prize, $25 to 23rd Street Brewery, just for listening. Ryan, make it simple to win some meatloaf.
Oh, you know I love to get meatloaf in people's face. All you got to do is listen and dial. Listen for this.
I got you, little ditty.
Damn straight you do. Next time you hear that.
We will go with caller number 19.
Ooh, caller number 19 for the great Joe Montaigne. That's how you pronounce that, right?
Yeah.
Nailed it. Next time you hear that drop, caller number 19, 913-576-7610. I will hook you up at $25 to the 23rd Street Brewery.
If it is the Chiefs and 49ers in the Super Bowl, it's a two-part question for you. How many radio stations will call Joe Montana for an interview, and who will Joe Montana root for?
Both. I can't pick a side here. I must wear some comfortable shoes.
Yeah, it's like asking me to pick my favorite Michael Bolton song.
That's exactly right. Yeah, Joe Montana would say something like that. I'm just here for a good game wearing my Skechers.
Is he still with Skechers?
I think so.
I know he did like a Capital One commercial or something, didn't he?
I don't know.
Some MasterCard where
he was
throwing pottery around or something.
It would be real
interesting. Did I make that up?
Yeah, I think so. I think Joe Montana will be... you got to root for the 49ers if you're Montana. You played your whole career there except for 2 years. Yeah. You won four Super Bowls.
Unless
there,
he's
right?
going to say, you know, hey, it's... It's time for the Chiefs to win another, you know.
Or maybe he does.
Unless
say
he goes
that,
Tony
yeah.
Gonzalez and says, you know, he really made his career in Kansas
That's
City.
That's right.
Guess
yeah.
if he plays his card right, he just does it both. You know, depending on who he's talking to, That's he switches up his pick.
Where's the station? What part of the country? Yeah. Oh, you're in the Midwest. Chiefs.
Just keep switching up his pick.
We're in California, sir. I'm going for the 49ers. Mm. How funny would it be to have him in a bunch of different shows and just, like, pick and choose every time he said the other team that he was rooting for that week? That would be awesome.
Keep an ear out.
Keep an ear out for Joe Montana, who will be America's guest over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If this
happens,
yeah.
For sure.
Oh God, yes. And every radio boss will be yelling at people. Get Joe Montana on.
Yes, yes, of course.
Okay, let me call him.
There is a great Saturday.
I got you, little ditty.
There's a great Saturday Night Live hosted by Joe Montana, where there's a dad and son. And the son, they get up to walk out because he's disappointed because he thought it was Joe Montana that was hosting.
Oh, yeah,
Joe Montana threatens
right.
him.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good bit.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill providing a little bulletin board material yesterday. You think anybody could stop the Chiefs? He doesn't.
Well, I feel like nobody in NFL can guard any of us. I mean, and that's no disrespect to nobody. That's just the confidence that I got. I mean, and myself and just the wideouts I got around me, including the tight ends and the running backs. I feel like no DB unit, no secondary unit, no linebacker or any defense can guard any of us. So man-to-man is just easy for us to beat. And if you just allow us to just run through zones, it's even easier.
Yeah, bring it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no secondary, no DBs, no linebackers, no defense that can stop us.
Do you disagree?
Play man, play zone.
Play whatever you want.
Yeah.
Play 12 out there. There's no way you're going to stop us. I bet if they allow defenses to play 12 against the Chiefs could still put up a ton of points against any defense that wanted to, play 12.
The Chiefs
12
do that in practice.
There.
You know how, like, when basketball teams are going to play against a pressing team, they put extra guys out there?
That's
all
true.
We're getting about that Colts game this year, aren't we?
Chiefs just put out 12 defenders out there just to see if they could do it.
Yeah.
I like the confidence. I don't mind it at all. I think he's saying what a lot of us think. He's certainly saying what he thinks.
He's
like,
saying
go ahead and
the
try
truth.
Try to stop us. Now, would you say they can stop some of the Chiefs' offense? Yeah, we've seen teams try to take a player or two out of it.
Right.
And you can have some success doing that. The Chiefs' strength is if they get everybody involved. And
right.
It opens up other opportunities. So the only thing that really can backfire is obviously that the Chiefs don't score a bunch of points and Tyreek Hill maybe is taken out of it. But if Tyreek Hill is taken out of the game, if their game plan calls for stopping Tyreek Hill and somebody else goes to town offensively, well, that's the strength of this offense.
Right, exactly. And that's what this offense has done all year. You can go out there and eliminate whoever you think is the most important person to that team. And maybe this week, you know, the Titans think eliminate Travis Kelce, because that's what, you know, Bill Belichick does so well. He always eliminates the guy that you think can make a big play against you. And for years, he eliminated Travis Kelce. And last year, he eliminated Tyreek Hill and figured out a way to eliminate somebody. And if he's going to get beat, he's going to get beat by, you know, a secondary character, an understudy, if you will, like a Mecole Hardman. Or last year we saw the Patriots get beat, of course, by Sammy Watkins. But, you know, going into this Tennessee game, you have to think to yourself, Travis Kelce has to be the guy that you stop if you're the Tennessee Titans, based on what he did last week and the performance that he had. And so I think ultimately that's the guy that they're going to try to shut down, which should open it up for Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, also opening it up for Sammy Watkins, DeMarcus Robinson, if he holds on to the ball this week. Tyreek Hill is not wrong about what he says. I just wish he wouldn't go out there and say that, because as you know, no matter how ready you are and how focused you are as a professional athlete, any little bit of extra motivation that you can use, they're going to use, they're going to spin it. I guarantee you this week, or today probably, obviously, Mike Vrabel will walk into that locker room or into that defensive meeting and say, well, you know, Tyreek Hill says nobody can stop them.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill is out there telling everybody that nobody can stop that offense. Do you guys want to go out there and prove Tyreek Hill wrong? It may not be posted in the locker room, and the players may not be yelling and chirping about it, but the coaches are definitely going to use that as motivation for the next couple of days. Tyreek Hill says you can't stop him. How does that make you feel?
Yeah. I think can you stop the entirety of the Chiefs offense? I feel a sneaky Mecole Hardman score this week. I feel like somebody.
Well, he did that against the Titans last time.
I feel like it's going to be one of those somebody else. Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman, one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can focus on this or that, but if the Chiefs are humming along like they should be,
right,
it's very tough to pick your spot.
It is. Right? It is. And then if you pick your spot, there's somebody else that can beat you. It's not like most teams where you say, well, if we eliminate their top wide receiver, we should be okay. No. Like in this game, like if the Chiefs eliminate Derrick Henry, they're going to win the game going away, right? If the Titans go out and eliminate Travis Kelce, they can still get beat by four or five other dudes on that team.
50 hours or 50 years since the last Super Bowl appearance. We'll have 50 straight hours of coverage following Chiefs Titans all day, all night. Keep it locked right here on 610 Sports Radio. John and KCK, your winner. $25 to 23rd Street Brewery. That was our 9 o'clock hour prize. Your chance to win $1,000. Be listening for that keyword at 9:30. Former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson joined us earlier. What's he think of Tyreek's bulletin board material? And how to stop Derrick Henry next.
Winners!
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 9:30. 1,000 on the 30s. Be listening for that keyword. Then remember 72881, the text number, for a shot to win $1,000. Derek Johnson, Chiefs linebacker, joined us earlier in the show, 7:45. You want to check that out in the on-demand section, 610sports.com, or via the radio.com app. We played you in the last segment Tyreek Hill's comments about how nobody can guard us offensively and the confidence he's showing in the offense. Derek Johnson on Tyreek Hill's comments.
Players might not think too much in it, but as a coach, you might bring that up. That's a little bit of ammunition to say. Just a little bit more motivation if you need it. But I don't think it would matter that much. But you do have to put it out there. Like, hey, guys, they don't think we can cover them. So let's show them, you know, something like that. But at the same time, it's some indecision on Tennessee side saying, you know, they're kind of right. You know, this is one of those things where you have to scheme them up. You can't just say, we're going to go one-on-one with y'all and you know, no help over top or whatnot. I mean, if you want to put two safeties, you want to put two high safeties and man them up, then the running game is going to come to play. And but at the same time, it'll be a little motivation, but it won't be a big deal. But that is true. I don't think anybody in the league can cover them one-on-one. I mean, especially Tyreek Hill.
I mean, it's great. Like, DJ's like, yeah, it is true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all true.
It's all true, but they'll use it as a little motivation, and they will. I don't think it's like this big deal, you know, like maybe back in the day, like we assume, like, you know, all of this bulletin board material and newspaper clippings would get hung up of what guys were saying against the opposition. I think the NFL and professional sports is a little bit of a different place where a lot of guys on different teams are friends, you know, and things like that. They all have the same agents. They hang out together, work out together in the offseason, so they all know each other. So I think everybody looks at what Tyreek Hill is saying and says, yeah, it's exactly what they're saying. But if I'm a head coach, I am absolutely 100% using that as motivation. I'm walking into that defensive room today, and I'm saying all of that. Tyreek Hill doesn't think you're any good, and I'm twisting the words, and I'm making things different than what he really said, and I'm really working it, if I'm the head football coach, you know, in that type of situation, to get my team believing that there's a common enemy. I mean, you know, Bill Parcells used to do that kind of stuff, and it worked all the time. Like, you know, for trap games, he would put mouse traps around the facility and tell everybody it's a trap game to get people thinking about that kind of stuff. That's the job of the head coach. That's why I would make a good head coach. I know how to motivate. I can get into people's minds and give them the information that they need. It's not necessarily about the X's and O's. It's about the little things and the way you can tweak things to make people believe or to make people think something is happening that
that's
may not
motivator.
Be going. Yeah, absolutely.
Pesco's an expert on motivating.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think that's kind of the way that you have to, you know, approach things if you're the head coach. You got your position coaches and your coordinators to do all of that other kind of stuff. The head coach is putting the players in the right mindset and the right position to go out there and win. And if I'm Mike Vrabel for the next 3 days, I'm walking into every defensive meeting room and telling them they're not good enough. Tyreek Hill said so. Why don't you go out there and prove them wrong?
That's where you just needle your almost needle.
Oh, you needle. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yes, Josh. Yeah. Absolutely. You needle the hell out
of him. All
right,
before
players,
we go, yeah. Tyreek Hill says you can't stop him. All right,
that's
see
right.
You guys later.
That's right.
Let's
yeah.
go get him.
See what you can do.
Derek Johnson on how to stop Derrick Henry.
Well, we say a couple of prayers before and then stack the box. I know everybody's talking about, I've been seeing a lot of stuff on ESPN about. So you gotta, even though people stack the box, he's still getting there. You still gotta stack the box. You got to maybe mix up some stunts on the defensive line, just to get some movement, so the offensive linemen don't know exactly what they're doing in their blocking scheme. Just to get some indecision in their mind, just to slow them down a little bit. But at the same time, somebody's gonna have to make a big boy tackle. They have to. You know, hit him in the chest or hit him in the knees. I would hit him in the knees. But it's one of those things. You got to get 11 guys to the ball, and I'm sure the defense will be up to the task this week in the championship game.
And I think he's right about that. And he kind of laughed when he said, I'd hit him in the knees, but you have to go low. I mean, we talked with Mike DeVito yesterday, and he talked about going against guys like Adrian Peterson back in the days when he played. And he talked about all of these running backs. Eddie George, I think he may have thrown out there as well. I can't remember who the running backs were that he talked about. But he mentioned, he goes, I was trying to be a man and tackled all of these guys high and, you know, letting my pride get into the way. You've got to tackle these guys low. And Derek Johnson is right about that. Like, I, in my mind, see Derek Johnson flying through that line of scrimmage almost parallel to the ground to try to take out, you know, Derrick Henry. And that's the way that everybody on that defense has to be. You know, you know in football, leverage wins. The lower you can get under the pads of your opponent, as they like to say, you're going to win the battle every single time. I don't think in this game, if you're a Chiefs defender, you can get too low. I think you have got to be as low as you possibly can to not only fight off that offensive line that Therese was talking about, maybe the two best tackle combinations in the game, and Roger Saffold at guard, how good he is, not only to beat those guys at the line of scrimmage, but to also bring down Derrick Henry. And if you're parallel to the ground and you're coming in smooth to the ground as low as you possibly can, you're going to win those battles every single time, which I think will translate into winning that football game.
Yeah, I like the vision of DJ doing it.
Because you can see
it. Yeah, I can see
it. You can absolutely see DJ doing it.
Launching in there and getting that thing
done.
And then
getting, you know, penalized for stoppage of play or whatever the hell they call that.
Forward progress.
Forward progress, yeah.
Forward progress was indeed stopped. All right, you were watching a little NFL Live yesterday. Why are they doing this now?
Why not?
Are we there yet?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All right.
We've been there for since last year.
I feel like we can now wait a little bit.
No.
Dan Orlovsky, Marcus Spears. Oh, yeah, they were discussing Patrick Mahomes' contract?
Listen, this will probably sound crazy. He'll probably flirt with a 200 number. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be 200, and I would imagine something that sniffs $100 million guaranteed dollars. Maybe they get creative and throw some ownership stake in or something. I don't know what big companies are in the Kansas City area, but they might want to give him some stock options.
The state, can he be governor?
He is that kind of player where his leverage will be insurmountable for negotiation.
Right, it's not even really leverage. It's just
you're going to give me this.
I think his average is really, we're not joking. It may be 45 to 50 a year. Like, when you think about it. And, look, this is something, too, that may be on the horizon. A new CBA is coming up. And they may not make quarterback salaries a part of cap numbers. That's been flirted around a little bit.
So then you could give him whatever
you want.
I don't think that's been flirted around a little bit. That's just been me saying that. I don't think that that's a legitimate thing. Because I've said, hey.
Sounds like something Marcus Spears was thinking on the crapper.
No, feels like he was like, listen to me. Like, that's been circulating around. Because I've said that for a while. Like, I'd put the quarterbacks outside. Let teams pay quarterbacks whatever the heck they want.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure the rest of the players would love that.
I think they would. Absolutely, they would. 100%. And here's why. Because it gives more money to everybody
then
else.
Then you're not limited. The cap goes to everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess you're right. Like,
if a team wants to spend on their quarterback, let them spend on the quarterback, but doesn't hamper every other position they're trying to do, then it's on them for how much they want to, how much they think they have budgeted to spend on the quarterbacks, and then the cap goes towards every other position.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. And you're not like, oh, we can't afford a defensive lineman now because we paid the quarterback. Quarterback's its own beast.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for a long time.
I guess most guys are already relegated to the idea that quarterback, like the quarterback on the team, is going to be the highest paid player, right? Like, I think most NFL players come to that conclusion. Yeah. They're like, I'm never going to make quarterback money.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I know Odell Beckham, when he got paid, he was talking about wanting to be the highest paid player in the NFL rather than saying, I want to be the highest paid wide receiver. Man, you get so triggered on Odell Beckham.
You read the text line, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
But you do, though. You got so much hatred for Odell Beckham in
your heart. There's nobody that talks more and performs more who does less on the field in the NFL than Odell Beckham Jr.
But when he wanted to get paid, he didn't phrase it as, I want to be the highest paid wide receiver. He said, I want to be the highest paid player in the NFL.
So do I.
Because I think all of these guys know that that's the position. That, like, we're never going to get close to that, regardless of your impact, regardless of how much you want to do. Because largely, unless you're a talent like Julio Jones and Michael Thomas and, you know, any of these other, you know, upper echelon running backs and wide receivers, like, unless you're a talent like that, you're never going to get close, because largely you feel replaceable, at least in the eyes of owners. Like, they're like, we can plug and play a guy as long as we have a quarterback who's going to be under center and is going to be leading the charge. We can plug and play whoever the hell we want.
Yeah. Which is why I think players would be on board with this.
I think they would be on board with it.
Prevent them from being expendable for a cheaper guy necessarily. You could hold on to a veteran instead of going the cheaper route. So I think you get some player support for this.
Well,
but I dislike it too, because it doesn't hamper the rest of what you're trying to do.
I haven't heard it though
in like a real sense. This is just a talk radio sense. I've never heard Marcus Spears, the first person I've heard that actually has been on that said, oh, it's going around in circles. I haven't seen that. I thought that was just some idea I threw out there.
No, I think it's really good, and I think it goes back to Andy Studebaker years ago telling us about that middle-class player. I think you'd have a lot more of those guys being able to stay in the NFL. Could you imagine a $200 million salary cap, and all of that money went to 52 players instead of having the quarterback mixed, and you separated that $40 million out of that? Because say you're paying Patrick $40 million out of a $200 million, that's only $160 million. Then you got to pay the rest of your team. But you take that out, and you still have $200 million to pay the rest of your team. You're never going to have salary cap issues.
It's on you to decide how valuable your quarterback is.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And it's actually your physical money.
Right.
Your chance to win $1,000. Be listening for that keyword coming up in just a few minutes. 1,000 on the 30s. And you're not the only one dreaming about the Chiefs. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
It's 1,000 on the 30s. Text the word GO to 72881.
You gotta be kidding me.
Carrington's gonna hate this. Very easy word for me. Go to 72881.
How do you spell go?
You gonna spell that for the people?
Yeah, later today he's got some longer ones. G-O to 72881. You could be the $1,000 cash winner in the national contest. 610 Sports Radio is the only sports radio station in Kansas City giving you a chance to win up to $9,000 each weekday. Listen on the 30s between 8 and 5. Your next chance at 10:30. Complete rules at 610sports.com. That's go. G-O to 72881. Carrington Harrison, the drive, has complained for years that he always gets the long words, tough to spell, and we get the easy ones. G-O would fit that.
It's morning. It's harder in the morning.
Go to 72881.
Can I use go in a sentence for you?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I will go ahead and do that. Tomorrow, you will go to Rally House to see us between 6 and 10 a.m. at 97th and Quivira for our AFC Championship tailgate. And we're not talking about some kind of, you know, tiny operation tomorrow. We got a pretty big day planned.
A dog and pony show?
Tomorrow. We've got five former Chiefs showing up to sign autographs and to take pictures with you. We've got Neil Smith. We've got Daron Sherry. We've got Sean Barber. We've got Kevin Lockett. We got Ted McKnight showing up tomorrow. Five former Chiefs will be on hand. We've got a cornhole tournament. You can sign up between 6 and 8. The tournament will take place at 8 o'clock and go until 10 o'clock when the show is over. The first eight teams to sign up will be in. You will be playing for a Chiefs tailgate tent.
It's sweet.
Tailgate tent with the logo of your favorite local sports franchise?
That's exactly right. We will also have a Chiefs cooler from Bob Allen Ford to be given away. Inside that cooler will be a $100 gift card to Price Chopper and a $100 gift card to Diametric Brewing, so you can stock that cooler for game day.
Wow, that's
pretty sweet.
That's
right?
A great prize.
I feel like we've already outdone ourselves.
Oh, wait. There's a lot more.
What?
We will be giving away a $1,000 Rally House gift card. We will be giving away $400 in a voucher for Ticket Boat to use on tickets to an upcoming game.
Whatever you want.
Go to.
Like Billy Joel?
You could do that as well. Sure. Whatever you want. Joan Jett, whatever you want.
Monster Jams this Friday.
It is. We're also going to be giving you food, wings, courtesy of Smokehouse Barbecue. You're going to get those Cajun butter chicken wings. We're going to have pizza from Old Shawnee Pizza to be given away.
Bring us some breakfast.
We're going to have massages from Sunrenity. Sunshine will be out there giving massages.
Sunshine.
On my shoulders makes me happy. We'll also have DJ Hyden out there spinning tunes for you, and
he's got a little ditty for us.
He does. We'll also be giving you the opportunity to watch the championship parade with us.
I might need to send him that song so he can play it tomorrow.
Yeah. On the deck of the Westin, downtown Crown Center, get the opportunity to hang out with us for parade day and Long Bell
Good
Pizza.
Good Lord, what are we? What?
Yeah. Long Bell Pizza will be giving away gift cards throughout the day as well.
We're just so there you go. Roping this thing.
Rally House, 97th and Quivira. Come on out. Store will be open early so you can get your playoff gear going. It is the best tailgater. Super fans will be there.
Right.
Andy was there last week.
He may be there again.
He said he was coming back.
That's right.
Wow.
I mean,
it's big.
If you're going to go.
Did he know we were going to have wings again? Is that why he committed?
I don't know.
I think so. I think Ralph may be bringing some chili
as well.
If we're
inviting you out, that means we're having fun.
Yeah.
So come on out and join us tomorrow.
We're not just sitting there.
At Rally House.
We got a lot going on.
That's right. There'll be no sitting.
Really big shoe.
Did I get everything in, Ryan? I think I did.
The rest of it falls into and more.
Yeah.
If you didn't.
As the day continues to go on, we've had businesses on the text line sending, hey, we want to be part of this.
Yeah, cool. Come on out. So. Everybody's welcome. Come on out. Tailgate. Bring your tailgate and stuff and do it on the parking lot. Whole thing.
It's amazing what the three of us can do when we do something, huh?
What? It's amazing what we can do when we do stuff.
That's right.
Someone wants to know if my wieners are going to be available again.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
We're not going to do that.
I got too much going on to be grilling up the wieners.
We got all this food.
The hell do you have going on?
I'm going to have to coordinate all of this. We've got five different Chiefs players showing up.
That's
Binkley's going to be there around 9 o'clock. I don't know if that's a draw for anyone, but he'll be there.
For those of you who... like when players are in their playbooks, get in your playbook, as we joked about for a number of years now, get in your playbook guy.
There was a get in your playbook guy yesterday that I sent you a screenshot of from Twitter. He was complaining about, what was he complaining about yesterday that the Chiefs were doing and he didn't like it so much because they weren't focused enough on the game?
I don't know. I saw a lot of people complaining about, people reaching out for prayers for the dog. Brittany asking for help with the dog.
Oh, that's
their
what
dog's
it was.
Going through some things right now.
Right.
Steel. We're thinking about you, Steele.
But if you're looking for I'm in the playbook guy, Tyrann Mathieu's your player. You're not the only one dreaming about the Chiefs.
I'm up late at night right before I go to bed. I'm visualizing plays that need to be made. I'm thinking about, you know, what do the Titans like to do? You know, what's their favorite route concepts? So I'm visualizing myself Sunday, you know, being a guy that can help my team.
There you go. He's like you. He goes to bed at night visualizing positive Chiefs plays.
That's right.
Tyrann Mathieu's your guy. He's like the rest of us. He's dreaming about the Chiefs.
One of us.
Making plays in that big game.
That's what it was. The tweet was, I need Patrick Mahomes focused on the Titans, not the dog.
There it is. That's
what it was. Jeez. I'll just read it to you. Make sure I got it
Dogs
right.
Are like family, okay? Like, it's not a cat.
Yeah, here it is from should we give out the guy who tweeted it, at Jeremy McAtee? I need Pat Mahomes.
First and last.
Well, that's what it
that's
is.
His handle?
That's his handle. Yeah. I need Pat Mahomes focusing on football, not the dog. #Chiefs.
I need you focusing on good tweets.
Tyrann Mathieu's focusing on trying to shut down 22.
They're so big up front. I think their offensive line is, you know, really underrated. You know, they're mean, they're nasty. You know, they believe in themselves. They play together. And I think that ultimately they believe in the guy behind them. I think Henry, you know, obviously put together a great season, you know, done a lot of great things for his team, and they're really leaning on him. And I think the mentality is, you know, somebody's going to have to stop him. Somebody's going to have to make a tackle on him if we want to get to Miami. So, you know, it's one goal, one objective to win the game. But in order to do that, we know we got to slow down 22.
No doubt. Well, somebody's got to stop him.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to do it. I think Ty could have a big game trying to stop him. But I think as we talked about with Derek Johnson at 7:45, and if you missed that, you can check it out at 610sports.com in the on-demand section. You never want to see somebody injured. And when Juan Thornhill went down with that injury, we were all very, very, very upset, you know, obviously, because he's played really well this season. I mean, he's been a very good player for the Chiefs this year. And he went down, and we're like, oh, no, what's that mean for the secondary? And we saw last week in the first drive, if Juan Thornhill's in there, maybe they don't have that easy touchdown on the first couple of plays of the game or whatever it was. But now that I look back at it, and I've been watching Derrick Henry highlights all morning long, and most of them did come in that game that they were showing with the Chiefs, Juan Thornhill at one opportunity had a chance or two to take down Derrick Henry. I was like, I want no part of that. But now
he made a business decision.
He did. He made a very good business decision. But now with Dirty Dan Sorensen in there playing safety, that guy's not afraid to hit anybody. And Daniel Sorensen's game at that safety position with the way that he goes out there and plays may have more of an impact in this game than what Juan Thornhill would have had in this game, because Dan Sorensen is a missile. He's a beast. He's a guy that will come up to the line of scrimmage and blow up a guy like Derrick Henry. He's
you know,
not going to wait.
You can have on your team.
He's not going to wait for that guy to kind of get out into the secondary and gallop away. He will go out there and have a head-on collision. I think this game, for whatever reason, to me, shapes up to be a big one for Dan Sorensen. Not that last week wasn't. He was huge, obviously, last week. But I got a feeling like this is the type of game that kind of lends itself and plays itself to the skill set that Daniel Sorensen brings, and that's a like a beast out there on the field that's not afraid of anybody. And I think Daniel Sorensen could have a big impact on stopping that rushing attack of Derrick Henry.
Mina Kimes of ESPN dropped by with Cody and Gold yesterday here on 610 Sports Radio. Her thoughts on how the Chiefs stack up in this one?
I think they're markedly better than the Packers. I think it would be very close with the San Francisco 49ers, which, you know, at this moment seems like the most likely outcome. I think it's a fantastic coaching match, right? I mean, just Kyle Shanahan versus Andy Reid is just football fantasy right there. And I think they're teams that are built very differently, that execute very differently. You know, San Francisco, I think, I don't know if they broke the record for how much they ran the ball by design last week, but if not, it was pretty close. Kansas City didn't really have to run it at all. And we never really do with Mahomes. So just the identities of those teams are very different. I think it would be a fascinating matchup, and I think it should be close if it does come to that.
So looking ahead to a Super Bowl.
Already got the Chiefs in the bowl, baby.
Woo!
Chiefing it in the bowl.
Chief it.
It's long gone, too.
Man, it is.
He's gone by.
It's Neo's property.
Listen, yesteryear.
He wasn't doing this before. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Hours for 50 years since the last Super Bowl appearance. That means 50 straight hours of coverage following Chiefs Titans all day, all night. Just want to keep it right here on 610 Sports Radio.
All night long.
We're working 50 straight hours?
Yep. I mean, not you and I.
Oh.
Right.
So the hell I am.
Didn't sign up for that. But 50 straight hours right here, 610 Sports Radio. You need to go nowhere else. Trez Paylor of Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL insider, dropped by the show earlier today. And you'd asked earlier in the show before we brought Trez on, like, why isn't Derrick Henry, like, almost like pubbed all year long?
Right? It's crazy how it works with this guy. Like, you enter a season and you're just like, eh, all right. Oh, my God, Derrick Henry's good.
And unstoppable. Oh, he's turned into Tecmo Bowe right before our eyes.
Yeah.
But it's because it wasn't until that first Chiefs game that it kind of happened.
You wouldn't do it this the first half of the season. Like, I feel like they have really settled into who they are and what they do best over the last 2.5 months. Like, it's been special what mm-hmm. they've done over the last 2.5 months. The offensive line, their two tackles, it might be the best tackle duo in the league. I mean, they are killing people off the ball. They have one of the best guards in the league in Roger Saffold. It's just a really good team. And the reason, man, like the reason like we weren't talking about it, he had one 100-yard rushing game through week 9, right? And then they were like, oh, wait a minute. Now it's November. Let's start riding the big fella. And then that's all he's had is 100-yard rushing games, except for teams in Houston. But 100-yard rushing games, 200-yard rushing games. That's why. And it's going to take a really complete effort to stop him. But if the Chiefs do, there's no reason to think they shouldn't be the favorite in the Super Bowl, because then they've shown their complete team.
Yeah.
They can stop a rushing offense, and then they can put up points and come back from any deficit. They should be the favorite in the Super Bowl if they can beat this Tennessee team.
It's crazy to listen to Terez talk about that. Well, if they stop Derrick Henry, then they'll finally be viewed as a complete team. Like to me, the Chiefs have to make it to the Super Bowl in order to get the street cred that they truly deserve.
You can't go to the AFC Championship game twice in your home field and come up empty.
No, I understand.
You can't go
that.
As last year, maybe a little bit forgivable, it was the Patriots.
Right.
This
sure.
year, it's a 6 seed that was barely in the playoffs. Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know.
You gotta. I mean, yeah, everything falls on the Chiefs. This is a game they're supposed to win.
But what if you go out and stop Derrick Henry and you still lose that game?
Well, I mean, something weird has happened to me.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, let's say worst case scenario, something happens on offense, you lose a player on offense or something like that, right? And you end up losing that game and the defense does a great job of keeping you in there and holding Derrick Henry to under 100 yards.
Have you had a punt blocked? Have you fumbled a punt?
Yeah.
Those types of weird things that normally crush you in a game that didn't last week.
Right. Maybe something like that hurt you this week.
That would be that type of scenario. Sure.
Yeah. So I just don't think that we have to go out there and, you know, win this game to get to the Super Bowl to get that streak cred. I just feel like every week the Chiefs are trying to prove something that nobody else in the NFL has to prove. They have to prove every week something different, whether it's, I don't know if this quarterback's going to be healthy. I don't know if Andy Reid can win a big game. I don't know if this defense can stop anybody. I don't know if the run defense can stop anybody. I don't know if they're any good on special teams. Like, it seems like every week there's another line where the Chiefs have to go and cross that line or push that line further to where everybody wants to, you know, accept that they are one of the better football teams, if not the best football team in the AFC. I just don't remember another team, and maybe because Josh has been dominated by New England for so long, and you had Indianapolis in there and the Broncos, like and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, maybe because those guys were associated with it. But I just don't remember any other team, it feels like to me, having to go out there every week and prove something different to get the street cred that they deserve from the rest of the NFL and the rest of the national media. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. I feel like every week it's something different. Well, the Chiefs haven't done this yet. Oh, God. fine. Go out there and score 51 after being down 24.
But if they don't win, they haven't proved anything. I think it's just kind of the nature of the beast. If they don't win, they've choked.
It just feels like it's different for them than it has been. And maybe it's because they haven't been there in 50 years. Maybe because it's Andy Reid's record in these type of games.
I think all those things factor in.
Yeah,
sure.
I think there's a lot of it. It just feels like every week there's something different that they've got to prove to people.
We asked Rez if the Arrowhead crowd would affect the Titans.
I'm not sure it will. You know, they've had to go to two places and win. And, you know, at some point in the NFL, when you get on a roll like that, you start believing it's your year and you start embracing how difficult it is and you start embracing going into a place and kind of stealing people's souls. I don't think they'll really be affected by it. You know, this is not like a pass-heavy offense, but they're going to line up. They're going to outside zone you. They're going to power you. And they're going to try to bully you off the football. So that's kind of impervious to, like, noise. And if that's impervious to being a bully on offense, right? Like, their offense, like, they're trying to bully you. That's impervious to, like, the environment. So, look, by all means, people should be loud, especially on third down.
Yeah.
Right? That could help. Like, when it's third down and third long, you know, and Tannehill has to make some throws, get loud, you know. Like, let the momentum get going. Because one thing I will say is that I don't know if it affects the Titans' offense outside of, like, third and long, but I do think the Chiefs feed on the crowd's energy, especially some of their real key players, right? Mahomes, mm-hmm. Ty, Kelsey. When things start rolling and that play starts getting loud, those guys actually – Badger – Clark, all those guys, like, really, the energy from the crowd does fuel them, right? So I think that can help them. On offense, get excited, you know, do that. And then on third downs, do that. In those ways, I could maybe see it have an impact on the game.
Or could it have an impact on the game? Because as ESPN reported yesterday, going to Arrowhead is actually not a big deal for the Tennessee Titans. They actually love being away from home.
Why not us? Everyone is counting us out. We have nothing to lose. We believe we can win. We believe that we can go to Arrowhead. And they also pointed to the fact that they love the crowds. They said it was wild in Baltimore. They're not used to having fans. They say not a lot of people show up at Nissan Stadium. So even though the fans aren't rooting for them, they just like the idea that there are people out there that are just there, and they say that they use that to their advantage.
They're just happy someone's there to watch.
Hey, they're just happy that people are here. We're just happy to be invited to a place where there's actually people.
But again, it's a place they don't want to go to because they can't go and win.
Right.
Nobody believes that, which sucks.
It does, yeah. Teams love coming here to play. Yeah. It's a great environment. It's what football should be. And I was on a station in Milwaukee yesterday or the day before talking about that, and we were talking about Green Bay and Arrowhead being places that, you know, aren't like this anywhere else in the country. And when opposing teams do come into, like, a Green Bay or a Kansas City, it's a completely different experience than you get when you go into a Cincinnati or a Cleveland or, you know, even a place like, you know, Atlanta or Phoenix or someplace like that, where there just aren't the diehard fans like we have here in Kansas City. And it's a different experience. And players see that and they're like, wow, this is pretty special.
They just like the idea that there are people out there that are just there.
I just like the fact that there are people that are out there.
That are just there.
That are just there.
Now,
they just like the idea that there are people out there that are just there.
Flip side of that is, play better and your fans will show up. I mean, they started 2-4, did the Tennessee Titans. And by the time you're 6 games in and you're 2-4, people have made plans to do other things other than watch you play, and especially when Ryan Tannehill's your quarterback.
I'm just thinking something got lost in the interpretation there.
The idea that there are people out there that are just there.
I don't feel like that's pretty straightforward. We just like the idea of having people out there that are just there.
So, if the Chiefs don't win this game, we asked Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports, what will the narrative be?
In my opinion, people will be blaming Andy Reid because this was, it is pretty open for him. There's no coach in the playoffs that has his experience. He has the best quarterback remaining in the playoffs, and his defense has been fantastic over the last few months. So that'll be the narrative.
I don't think that they can lose this game without some fluky things happening, though. And I think that's probably going to be something we need to remember. I'd be pretty surprised if they just get outplayed by Tennessee, because they shouldn't. Like, Chiefs are just a better football team. But it will take some fluky stuff happening. And we've talked about them before. There's no need to mention them again. But that's what it would take.
We've seen fluky.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed earlier, Ryan, Chiefs have a number of ways.
Josh, which, we saw a man throw a touchdown pass to himself.
In which they can beat people. The Chiefs have also been a master of ways they can be beat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fluky makes you a little unsettled, doesn't it?
Yes. It really does.
And I don't want to be – this one, yeah, I want it for Andy, and I want it for – there's so many reasons to, like, win this freaking game.
Yeah,
like,
for
get us. Everybody off our
– Yeah, I mean, and that's the other thing. Shut everybody up.
We can't win the big one. Andy can't win the big one.
Enough. This team
can't ever win in the playoffs. Arrowhead's easy to go to and win. All that crap can go out the window. Please.
What would people say negatively about Andy Reid if they go on and win the Super Bowl? Like, the only thing that he hasn't been able to accomplish, he would have accomplished. What would people say to Andy Reid? Well, he's only won it once. I mean,
It took him too long to win it. Who cares at that point?
Yeah. Yeah. At that point in time, who gives a rat's behind? Go out there and win the dang thing and let's go.
They just like people that are out there that are there.
They're just gonna be appreciative that you're there, people. The Titans are gonna be appreciative that.
Are they gonna send thank you notes to everybody?
He's gotta deal with people blaming everything for everything under the sun. The Titans are just happy people are showing up.
Thanks for coming.
Oh my God, it's warm bodies.
It'd be like standing at the gate, shaking hands.
Yeah, thanking everybody at the exits. Yeah, that's what
thanks for being here. Thanks for coming. Nice. Thanks for your housewarming gift. Appreciate you being here. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. Bye bye.
Oh, hello. Didn't see you there.
Yeah, hello. Didn't see you there.
Coming up on Cody and Gold, will things be different for Mahomes the second time around? They'll discuss next.
Talk to you later.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.